Artie's Time Warp Retro TV.
Imagine, if you will, a bunch of gentlemen walking and walking and walking and walking and walking and walking.
I'd walk a mile for a camel. This little demonstration was strictly for smokers who never tasted a camel cigarette. Camel smokers, you know what we mean. You other guys, start walking.
Artie's Time Warp.
February 86, Halley's Comet reaches its closest point to the Sun during its periodic visit to the solar system. The Senate allows its debates to be televised on a trial basis, and AIDS patient Ryan White returns to classes at his middle school.
The Time Warp.
February 86, Pope John Paul II is in India, where he meets with the Dalai Lama and with Mother Teresa. And in New York City, Howard Stern returns to the morning radio dial on 92.3 WXRK. And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance. That I do believe I love you, and if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today, and then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you. For sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. Well, you came and opened me, and now there's so much more I see. And so, by the way, I thank you.
Oh, and then for the times when we're apart, well, then close your eyes and know the words are coming from my heart. And then if you can remember. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Keep smiling, keep shining.
Hey, it's me, your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good. My job is to hypnotize, mesmerize, and otherwise musically engage your ears as we trek through February of 1986. And as I do so, I certainly hope that
you will remember my name.
What are you doing? spies like us. Austin Hill Barge, the GLG 20.
Death get in the way of romance.
Case she was packing on her horse.
What about it?
It's a sat scrambler terminal. A sophisticated system for sending, scrambling, receiving, and unscrambling satellite messages.
So she's a sophisticated woman.
It's a highly classified piece of intelligence hardware.
So she's a high-class intelligent piece.
Come on, knock it off. Well, what are you saying?
That they're spies like us?
They're spies, but not necessarily on our side.
Thank you.
Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd lead the cast in Spies Like Us, and Paul McCartney writes and performs the title song, which curiously is absent from the soundtrack, along with the Barquet's tune as well. February 86 will continue in a bit. Stay with us.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.